listening to Fresh Take.
You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
What it is, what it do, welcome to Fresh Take, the ISO, Joshua Adam William Arbuthnot, day two of the NBA drafts, and we got some trades, we got some picks, we got history, potentially, asterisks next to it for a few days until we can officially say that history will be made, and well, let's get into it. At the 55th pick, the Los Angeles Lakers selected Bronny James from the University of USC, Southern California, had been a long time coming. This had been the story that we had heard over and over again. Bronny decided to opt to not transfer or do another year at SC and go to the NBA for an opportunity to play in the league, potentially play with his dad. And here we are. And the team that his dad is currently contracted available to. Now, there's a lot of stuff with LeBron still. He has a player option coming up that he'll more than likely opt out of. And then the Lakers will see if they re-sign him. I mean, I would assume all indications are now that the Lakers will re-sign LeBron because he'll have the opportunity to play with his son. I don't leave too much doubt in mind for that now for LeBron, and I don't really know what other team could really sign him other than potentially Philly. And well, Philly does give him a chance to be a championship level player again and in a weaker Eastern Conference, where if he did go to Philly, he would be the second or third best team in the Eastern Conference. You know, it's the Celtics and it's a combination of the Bucks, Philly, and the Knicks. So, something to keep an eye on there, but I think most of us are assuming now, with history in the making here, that LeBron will re-up with the Lakers, and that means he gets an opportunity to play with Bronny. Obviously, a lot of criticism on Bronny, and nepotism is the strong word and the buzzword that has been going around today. All I'll say is this, you know, this is a kid still that had dreamed to play in the NBA. And he got to achieve that dream today. He got to have his name called. Now, some of the tactics, how it was done with Clutch, you know, saying he would go to Australia if they picked him and kind of forcing the way to the Lakers. I'm not a huge fan of that. But at the end of the day now, we are where we are. And there's a lot of players that have had NBA fathers, and whether it be the executive level, coaching, player, whatever. So I think Woj said it best, Stephen A. said it best, Bob Meyer said it best. Like, I don't want to hear any of this nepotism stuff. This kid deserves to be an NBA player. And the reason I'm going to go with that, because of scouts like Jonathan Givony, scouts like Kevin O'Connor, people that I trust that talk about these personnel and these players and the development and what they see. They're in these camps. They're in these showcases. They're going to these games over and over again. They get a chance to see these talents more than you do typing on Reddit, typing on Twitter, when you watch one highlight or hear one buzzword, oh, he's not that good. If a guy like Jonathan Givony is saying that Bronny James can be an NBA-level talent and that he is an NBA-level talent, I'm going to trust a Jonathan Givony over someone on Reddit saying that he's not. And I think that's been the one issue here. People are like, oh, he's just not that good. He is good. He was a McDonald's All-American for a reason. And let's not forget that he had a horrific thing happen with the cardiac arrest, was able to get himself back on a court to play. And obviously the season didn't go the way that he wanted to. He has shown abilities to be a great defender. He shows great athleticism. He needs to work on his shot. But he's going to have the ability to work with the South Bay Lakers, a team that's a great program. Lakers Summer League team has been fantastic over the last few years. And now the developmental process for Bronny will start. And obviously he's not going to be someone that's going to be taking up 20 minutes on the Lakers court. A guy like Dalton Connect, who they drafted yesterday, that'll be a guy that does that. But Bronny will go into the building up process. The Lakers have done a really good job with player development. It's unfortunate that Phil Handy, who played a big part of that, is no longer there anymore. But nonetheless, they still do have a great developmental program. We've seen the likes of an Alex Caruso and Austin Reeves, and I could list a bunch of other names. They have done a good process of developing talent there in Los Angeles throughout the year. The Summer League team has been great. And, you know, I'm actually excited for the Summer League team, too. We'll get a guy like Kudryavtsev. We'll get a chance to showcase off a little bit more. We'll see if Max Christie's on that team. I doubt it. He's, you know, dealing with some negotiation stuff right now. He showed some burst as well. He was great in Summer League last year, and now he's obviously dealing with some contract stuff that he has. But that Laker team with Connect and with Bronny will be one of the more exciting Summer League teams that teams are going to want to check out. And then, you know, assuming that LeBron does re-sign with LA, we will get this really cool moment of the first father and son duo in NBA history, and it will be a really cool and historic moment for one of the most historic teams in North American sports and one of the most iconic players in North American sports. So I think that moment is going to be cool, and now I just want to see what Bronny James can do, and I want him to prove a lot of people wrong. I'm going to root for Bronny James because there's been a lot of hate, and it's unnecessary hate. This is still a kid. Why are we rooting against a kid? Rather you know, here's the thing that I don't understand, too. It was with the 55th pick, you know? And yeah, there were some talented people that were still left in there, but you got to remember, too, there's going to be also players that asked, like an Austin Reeves a few years ago, that said, do not draft me. The Pistons were going to draft Austin Reeves. And he said, please don't draft me because I want to be an undrafted free agent so I have a choice of where I'm going to go. So there's going to be guys in this draft that do that. There's only three more picks left in this draft. So Bronny going 55th overall. They were saying this during the ESPN panel. Like, we'll never have a second round like this ever again. So the fact he goes 55th, who cares? You know, it's a kid that gets to have a moment in his life that he'll never forget. He gets to share that with his family. He's gotten to watch one of the most famous athletes his entire life have all the shine. And this was the day where the shine got to be put on him. And I thought Savannah and LeBron, it was really cool seeing them just be parents in that moment when they got to celebrate Bronny having that moment. And hopefully Bryce James will have that moment himself. And there was a bunch of other kids that had that moment today, and I'm happy for them, and we'll talk about them. But I'm going to be rooting for Bronny James because this is a kid that went through a lot in the past year with the health problems, and now he's an NBA player, and he has a potential chance to play with his dad. So Bronny James does get selected, and now let's get on with the rest of the NBA stories. We started off with a trade, AJ Griffin. He goes to the Houston Rockets, and there was a bunch of stuff getting traded around. Houston is using a 4.5 trade exception it received from getting Kevin Porter. So it's I like AJ Griffin. I think he's a talented player, and just the depth on this Houston team continues. So adding a guy like AJ Griffin, Eric Gordon declined his player option to become a free agent. No shock. I think his role kind of got diminished for what he thought he would have in Phoenix. So he'll be a guy that a lot of contenders look. He could still be a guy that can shoot the three. But I think the rise of what Grayson Allen was able to do there kind of diminished and changed the role that I think he was looking for. And it raised up for what Grayson Allen had. And he now became a bigger part of the rotation there for the Phoenix Suns. Another trade is the Nugs. They're trying to get off the luxury tax, and they got KCP, who's coming up here in free agency. I believe he declined his option today. So they got to try to re-sign. KCP is a big part of their championship team. And so they traded Reggie Jackson to the Hornets. Reggie's a solid player, solid vet. We'll see if, you know, he can bring some of that veteran-ship, and he'll be obviously backing up Zoe. And then the other news we had there, not a trade, but Porzingis will be out 5 to 6 months with leg surgery. So probably won't have him back until maybe even not to the start of January. I don't even know if he'll be around for Christmas potentially. And then the Raptors and the Kings did a swap here. The Raptors, they traded Jalen McDaniels to Sacramento for Donovan Mitchell, Davion Mitchell, and Sasha Vesnikov. Vesnikov, I believe, was the Euro MVP that they got, but he didn't have the campaign with Sac that he, I think a lot of people thought. He had 5.4 points per game and shot 37% from three, and he has a $7 million team option. So Masai and the Raps, obviously, looking and thinking, hey, we might as well take a chance on a guy and see what happens. If you're the Raptors, you're going to be a team near the bottom. There's going to be a few bad teams next year. They're going to be looking at Ace and looking at Cooper more specifically. And so Raptors, you know, get a guy that's a Euro MVP, $7 million player option, team option, excuse me, and they get to kind of see what they can do with them. So not too bad there for the Raps. And then we go and look at the second round, and we'll kind of just talk about some of the bigger names here. I thought San Antonio did had a nice day. I thought Indiana did great as well. Jonathan Mabogo, he was the first pick in the second, and childhood friend of Scotty Barnes. So Scotty gets a friend there. That's really cool. Kyle Filipowski, weird stories going around with him today. One of the reasons that he dropped, I won't get into that. You know, you can just find that online. But he goes to Utah, and I continue to love this draft that the Jazz had. They take players that had a pedigree to them and have upside to them. You know, a guy like Cody Williams that I really, really liked. They take a guy like Isaiah Collier, who was the number one high school recruit. And then SC kind of had a sideways season, and he didn't kind of get to be the player he was. And then Filipowski, who was going to potentially be a top 10, 15 pick, some people were saying, in last year's draft, which was a stronger draft. He falls in this one to 32 to the Jazz. And he kind of does a lot of the same things that Kelly Olynyk did for them when he was there. He says he kind of idolizes Lauri Markkanen. Well, now he gets a chance to play with Lauri Markkanen. So Danny did a really good job in this draft for the Jazz of taking players that had pedigree in some of the colleges that they went to, obviously specifically here with Filipowski and Duke. But I really like what the Utah Jazz did with their draft overall. Tyler Smith, who was a pro at 16 years old, goes to Milwaukee. Milwaukee's draft is kind of all over the place. The Knicks, I like their draft. They took Tyler Kolek, who went to Marquette. And then in the later rounds, they were also able to get Kevin McCollar from Kansas, who went right after Bronny James. And that's a guy that a lot of people also had a first-round grade on. So they took two guys that most experts had a first-round grade on. And obviously, we know with the Knicks trading so many picks away, they got a bunch of picks back for doing the trade yesterday, but doing a good job filling out the rest of that roster with some solid draft picks here. Johnny Furphy, he goes to Indiana. This is, again, a guy that people had a first-round grade on. KJ Simpson, some people thought he was one of the best prospects from the pack, and he goes to Charlotte. Cam Christie, he gets to stay in the same city as his brother Max. He goes to the Clip in the lone pick of the Clips. Antonio Reeves, who I do like, and he went to New Orleans. For me as a Tar Heel fan, really happy to see Harrison Ingram. He goes to the San Antonio Spurs. So I really like that fit for Harrison Ingram. He's a really smart player, and he can stretch out. He can play defense. He can hit threes for you. I think that's a nice fit there in San Antonio. And then, we'll see how everything else goes in this. Anik Freeman, really cool story with him. He goes to Indiana as well. Tristan Newton, people might know from Connecticut, also goes to Indiana. I thought Indiana had a very good second day. As I was talking about with Anik Freeman, really cool story. Just a walk-on at Akron. Just kind of came to school to be in school and then kind of found his way onto the team, but now he's the 50th pick in the NBA draft. So really cool story there. And then obviously a bunch of undrafted free agents are finding their way to teams. I mean, for me, the one that stands out, I'm obviously going to be biased, but a guy that I've been following at North Carolina, Mon Baycott, he's going to be going to the Utah Jazz in a 10-day exhibition contract. So that's very, very exciting. And that concludes day two. And I kind of hesitate there because I don't know if day two for the NBA draft needed to happen. It was interesting. You know, they had like this more intimate stage that they had everything there with. There was obviously tension with Bob Myers and Stephen A. Smith when they were on the stage there. I don't know if the NBA would want to repeat it. I think the highlight of it was Bronny getting drafted, even though I do think, you know, there was names there like a Filipowski. So we'll see if the NBA wants to do that again. I think you need to leave that to the NFL because there is so many players and there's so many more known players to a larger audience. I'm going to be really interested to see what the rating is for this. Because it also was, I mean, here on in the Mountain Time Zone where I'm at, it's at 2 o'clock on the West Coast. That's 1 o'clock Eastern Time. It's 4. So mainly a lot of people are at work during this draft when it's going on. I don't know why you wouldn't have it in prime time. And I guess I get it today because they didn't want to go against the presidential debate because they knew that they weren't going to win that as far as a rating situation. So maybe that played a factor into things. But I mean, the one thing that was nice is Bob Myers talked about it. It's a lot better for the GMs. You have a lot more time to digest and make a pick that you want to make. And it was cool for some of these players that had an opportunity to be in the second round that they got to have the intimate section and they got to be with their families and they got their opportunity there as well. So that part was really unique and cool. Obviously, I don't think you're going to sell out the big venue on the second day. So there's some good, there's some bad. We'll see how the NBA negotiates and figures some different things out around it. There is something to it. I will say that there is something to it. But there's always going to be big names in the in the second round. I mean, you know, a guy like Caleb Love, a former Tar Heel now at ASU, you know, that was going to be a guy that potentially would have been a second round pick. You know, he would have been a name that people would have wanted to see where he goes. So there'll always be like those level of players that, you know, you're going to want to see where they land. So, I mean, even last year with Amani Bates, right? Everyone's like, where's Amani Bates going to go? And he was a late second rounder. So you're always going to have that interest, I suppose. I mean, you'll never have the interest like this again. I mean, I guess unless we get to Bryce and if we do this all over again with Bryce James, if LeBron's going to hold out for Bryce and then we do this all over again and Bryce becomes a second round pick for the Lakers, then we'll see what happens with that. But until then, I don't think we'll see this for the second round. But that ends the draft, and now we look ahead, and you know, it's all about Cooper Flagg and it's all about Ace Bailey. I loved what Utah did. I love what Indiana did. I think the Knicks had a good draft. The Wizards, you know, I didn't talk about them enough yesterday. Getting Alex Saar at 2 when he was the consensus number 1 for a variety of reasons and for a majority of mock drafts, and you get him at 2 and you get Bub. I think they had a pretty good draft as well. Utah's my pick personally. I like the players that they picked. I like Cody. I have been a big Isaiah Collier fan. And the stuff I saw from SC, I think that's going to be a guy that's going to have a chip on his shoulder, and he gets to go into a team in Utah where there's an open canvas. I think Filipowski getting picked in the second round was a mistake by so many teams passing on him. I really like that guy. I'm hoping Amando can crack there, but there's a lot of posts in Utah, so it'll be interesting. They're going to be a fun team to watch in Summer League as well. I think they're one of my, because they'll have Keontae George as well on that team. I like what Indiana was able to do. Who else do we have here? The Knicks is very, very interesting what they did. The Raptors, I thought, did okay. You know, getting Mogbo and getting Jacoby, I thought was pretty solid. I like Portland getting Donovan Clingan. Sacramento, everyone's very high on Devin Carter. And I think that's one of the reasons you saw Davion Mitchell get traded, because now they figure they have Davion Carter. They had to make some room, so they make things go around. So it's day two winner overall, I would say, would be Indiana. I think Indiana won day two overall. And then I'd probably give it to the Knicks. And then I'd give it to Bronny James. I think Bronny James did a good job, you know, getting drafted and getting to have that moment. That's fantastic for him. So really happy that again he got that moment. And now we get to free agency, and we will see how that all goes. I will be here for the free agency show either early Monday morning or late Sunday to recap that for everyone. And I hope everyone has a fantastic weekend wherever you are. Thank you for following along with the ISO for the last few days here. It's been a fun 3 days. If anything big does happen, obviously we'll be here at FTN to cover it for you. I'm Joshua Adam, I'm Marathon. Until next time, folks, cheers.
Thank you for listening to Fresh Take Network. Follow us on social media platforms at Fresh Take 42.